outbreak associated with a restaurant.
Good afternoon. Today I'll be presenting to you an outbreak of Salmonella Potsdam that occurred in a Connecticut restaurant during December 2015 and January 2016. I'm presenting today on behalf of my colleague, Jamie Kresnitsky, who was unable to travel to join with us today. Within a two-week period of January 2016, the Connecticut State Public Health Laboratory identified five Salmonella cases with a pattern consistent with Salmonella Potsdam. This pattern was new to the Connecticut database and had not been seen nationally in the previous 60 days. In order to assess the extent of illness and identify a source of exposure, a full investigation was initiated. In Connecticut, cases of Salmonella are interviewed using a standardized questionnaire, the General Enteric Disease Interview Form, or GEDIF. All five of the Salmonella Potsdam cases were interviewed using a standard form and then were subsequently asked additional questions regarding the food service establishment of interest and specific menu items consumed. A confirmed case was defined as an individual with laboratory-confirmed Salmonella Potsdam who had an onset of symptoms within 72 hours of dining at the food service establishment in question from December 2015 to January 2016. While we were unable to systematically interview ill dining companions, we were able to collect some basic information about these individuals during interviews with confirmed cases. A probable case was therefore defined as a dining companion of a confirmed case with an onset of diarrhea within 72 hours of dining at the food service establishment, who did not seek medical attention and therefore did not submit a stool specimen for testing. The Connecticut Public Health Laboratory tested all five isolates using pulse field gel electrophoresis and whole genome sequencing. The WGS analysis was performed by CDC. Our food protection program collected food worker stool samples, food and environmental specimens, which were sent to the Connecticut Public Health Laboratory for testing. In total, there were five confirmed cases and four probable cases. Dates of onset of diarrhea ranged from December 31st, 2015, through January 15th, 2016. In Connecticut, PFGE has always played an important role in outbreak detection. These results are available to epidemiologists within a few days and therefore can help guide an outbreak investigation. Here you can see the results of the PFGE testing. As you can see, one of the cases, depicted in blue, differed from the other four cases by a single band. While whole genome sequencing results take more time, we are beginning to see the value during foodborne outbreak investigations in Connecticut. These results indicate zero differences among the five Connecticut cases, even for the case which differed slightly by PFGE. California and New York City had an isolate which was PFGE matches to the cluster, but were clearly distinct by WGS. After initial interview and follow-up interviews, all five cases were epidemiologically linked to an ox tongue and tripe appetizer consumed at the same food service establishment during December 2015 and January 2016. Of the four probable cases identified during interviews with confirmed cases, all reportedly consumed the same ox tongue appetizer. Food worker stool specimens, food samples, and environmental swabs all tested negative for Salmonella at the public health lab. A comprehensive environmental investigation revealed that the cooking time for the ox tongue was grossly insufficient. As is often the case, we recognize that this outbreak investigation had some limitations. First, we never systematically interviewed probable cases and relied only on the anecdotal information provided by confirmed cases. Our second limitation is that all of the environmental samples, including the food worker stool specimens, were collected nearly 3 weeks after the last known exposure date. In summary, an outbreak of Salmonella Potsdam occurred in Connecticut in December 2015 and January 2016. Five of five lab-confirmed cases were epidemiologically linked to a particular menu item at the same food service establishment. Serotyping and PFGE testing played a critical role in the early identification that an outbreak was occurring, while WGS results definitively linked one of the confirmed cases who had differed slightly based on PFGE. It is believed that the routine use of WGS will enhance outbreak detection and investigation, in particular with isolates for which PFGE is less discriminating. I would like to recognize and acknowledge Jamie and all of my Connecticut colleagues who worked on this investigation and presentation.